This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, Daf Tzadi Ches Amud Beis. Gemara has a shayla like this. About 10 lines on the top. Yibay Lahu. Amar Le, let's say you tell a shliach, Zavin Li Lischa V'Azal V'Zavin Le Kura. You say, buy me a half an acre, and he buys a whole acre. You say, buy a half a car, and he buys a car. The question is, Mai, do we say, Moisif Al Dvarvu? He's adding to what you said. You said buy a half a car. So he bought a car. So, but at least he got half of it right. So he did what you wanted. And then beyond that, he's doing his own thing. But at least for the first half, he's doing what you want. And the first half should stand. Oidilma maver al dvarvu. Or do we say, listen, he's not listening to you. He's doing his own agenda. And even regarding buying a half a car, v'lischa nami loikani. And regarding the half a kor, it's also, he's not kaina. Rashi says, Amar le zavin li lischa. You say to him, buy me a half a kor. Rashi says, Amar le shluchai mechar misadoisai beis chatzi kor. Rashi says, the case is, you say, sell half a kor. So the case is, you say, sell half a kor. And the guy sells a whole kor. So do we say, he's adding to what you did, v'lischa miyakani. The buyer is koine a half a kor, loikeach, v'imba baal bayis lachsa in a chayzer. And on a half a kor, if the baal bayis wants to retract, he can't. Or do we say, no, the whole thing is null and void, he's a maver al dvarav. Now, what would you say the halacha would be if the baal bayis said, not just sell half a kor, he said, sell half a kor, and you better not sell anything more. And the guy sells a whole car. Do we say, well, at least he did, he got half of what you wanted, right? So regarding that, it's valid. It's only on beyond that it's not good. So the Machane Ephraim says, no. Then clearly he violated the Das of Baal HaBayis. So then the question is, well, why would you have to say, don't sell more than a half a kor? You said, sell a half a kor. I mean, how much clearer do you need to be? So, you know, why exactly is it potentially okay if you didn't say the words, and don't sell an iota more? So it seems like then we could say, if you don't say and don't sell an iota more, maybe you're not makbid. Why? Why would you not be makbid? Because I'm not losing out. If I don't like the additional amount that you sold, I'll just retract it. So that's in this context, I want to share with you what Rabbi Akiva Eiger says. Because Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the Goyin Ashas says, Ayin b'perek dalet mishnah dalet de chumais b'rash sham. The Rash is one of the perushim on Mishnah. If I'm not mistaken, the Rash was a student of Rashi. And today's Rashi's yard site. So that's not bad. Chavtes Tamuz. Chavtes Tamuz. The Rash. Let's see. No, the Rash is Rabbeinu Shimshon Bar Avram of Shans. The Rash is Rabbeinu Shimshon of Shans. He's a student of the Ri HaZaken. He wrote a Pirush on Zra'im. When Tosfos in Shas quotes the Rashba, it's Rabbeinu Shimshon, the Pirush on Zra'im. So he's a Talmud of the Ri HaZaken. There's another individual, Rabbeinu Shimon, who's a student of Rashi. But this is Rabbeinu Shimshon, student of Ri HaZaken. Okay. The question is, what does he say? He says as follows. He says, why by truma? If you send a shliach to take off truma, if the shliach is moisif on what the mishaleach says, the whole shlichus is batal. In other words, if we'll see We see it. We saw on Daf Tzadik Tes. If the Meshalech didn't give any instructions, the Shliach has to assume he's a Beinonis. And we give wiggle room that he could do 10% more. But what if he did give instructions and the Shliach violated it? Then the whole thing's off. So why is it that if you give instructions to sell land and the Shliach violates the terms. In other words, Mishalech says, sell a half an acre. So if you sell a whole acre, the Gemara has a Shaila, maybe Moisif al Dvarav. Why don't we say the same thing by Truma? Let's say you tell a Shliach, give 1/50. If he gives 1/40, all bets are off. The whole thing is off. Why don't we say there also, Moisif al Dvarav? That's the Kasha of the Rash in Trumais Parak Dalet Mishnah Dalet. You hear the Kasha? Pash the Kasha. What's the Tzad over here? That Moisif al-Dvarav, we don't say Moisif al-Dvarav by Truma. Anybody see in the Rash where this is quoted? So I don't have the Rash in front of me.
I texted the Rabbi, I want
that. Let's see. Oh, Yaakov was sent it? Okay. The Mishnah there says, "Omer l'shluchai, tsei v'tarayim, tarim k'daitish v'alavayis, meni yodea daitish v'alavayis, tarim v'beinanis." Let's see. Okay, I think it might be on the next page. So basically, the Rash Mishan says as follows. He says that by Truma, if the Shliach is Moisif on the Mishaleach, the whole Shlichus is batal. Why? Because the Mishaleach is Makbir. Masha'in came by sales, the Shliach, the Mishalech is not Makbid. Why? Because he doesn't lose out. You see, by Truma, I guess there's no recourse for the Mishaleach. Because if he's not happy, he can't get it back, so then he's Makbid. Masha'in came by a sale, if he's not happy with it, he could say, look, I never appointed you for that, and he could get it back. So what do we see from here? That the Svar of Moisif al-Dvarav is that the Mishaleach is not makbid on what the Shliach does because the Mishaleach is not mafsid. I don't see where the Rash Mishantz is saying this. Maybe it's on the next page? I don't see it. Yeah, on the second page. Thank you. He says like this, Vitema. Hadi Bailam Pakaman and Zainas Argamara. Zavanli Lischa sell a less of us of Kura Mahu Mois Valdvarv Havi Vlischa Miokani Oi Mavral Dvarv Havi Lischa Nami Loikani Tivsha Mehacha the Mavral Dvarv Havi the E Mois Valdvarv Hava Shiura Mia Lahavichuma Umas Nisin Masha the Inner Chuma Klal. So in other words, what's the Gemara Shaila, whether you're Moisif al-Dvarav or you're Mevat al-Dvarav, why don't we prove from this Mishnah in Truma, right? Because the Mishnah says like this, in the Skavein lahoisif afilu achas ein Truma se Truma. The Mishnah says for sure that if the Shliach is Mechavein to do more than the Balabayis wanted, then It's not effective. The shlichus is off. We don't say that. In other words, in our Gemara, there's a tzad of Moisef al Dvarav. Moisef al Dvarav says that it is effective. It's just the additional is not effective. And yet by Truma we say that if you're Moisef al Dvarav, then it's totally not effective, right? That's the kasha of the Rash Mishantz. Tifshoit mehacha de maver al dvarav have, de moisef al dvarav have shiura, it should be truma. And the Mishnah says it's not truma at all. To which the Rash says, the shani hacha de ikab pseida labalabayas. By truma, there's a loss to the balabayas. Im herba shliach betruma, im tim tzolayma de kashir have truma, nimtsu chulin medumam in atruma. So here the Baal Bayis stands to lose. So if he stands to lose, the Mishalech is makbid. Masha'in kein by a sale, the Mishalech doesn't stand to lose. So the idea of Moisef al-Dvarav is that that Mishalech is not makbid. It's a lack of hakpada. So in other words, when the Machanei Ephraim says that if the Mishalech says explicitly, you better not sell more than I tell you, so obviously, he is makbid. But if he doesn't specify that, then you could argue that maybe he's not makbid. Why? Because loy hifsid. By truma, where he's hifsid, then potentially, then you could say he's makbid on that. He's makbid because of the pseida. Masha'in came by a sale where he has recourse, then you could say loy hifsid. And therefore, loy hikbid. Okay, so that's Rabbi Kivager's referring us to this Rash Mishantz on the Mishnah and Trumais being mechalik between a sale and truma. Again, it's specifically a question where the Mishnah says where the Mishaleach was mechavein lohisif al devarav. Meaning, there's no question in our case the Shliach was mechavein lohisif al devarav, right? Definitely the Shliach is mechavein to add to what the Mishaleach told him. Okay? So that's something for Daf Tzadichas.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.